WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 250, riding soaring around the world again. Put those headphones on and join me now for another My Walt Disney World Memories, brought to you in immersive binaural sound, as we take advantage of the extremely low crowds and catch one more ride on a favorite attraction in Epcot. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. I'm so excited about Christmas. I've been working recently to digitize some of my old family videos, and I found some old recordings of various Walt Disney World attractions. So this year, I'm going to hopefully get you that Christmas time memory that I've done over the years. So watch for that here, and especially watch for it on our YouTube channel, where you'll actually get to see what you're hearing as well. But for now, I'll get back to our day of memories. For today's memory, we're continuing our second day in the parks. Our beautiful summer morning is now a hot September day in 2016. If you remember from last time, we watched the American Music Machine before hopping aboard a friendship boat and scooting across the World Showcase Lagoon before disembarking by the Canada Pavilion. We've made our way past the Fountain of Nations, and we'll be picking up as we're just entering the Land Pavilion. We'll get in the standby queue since we don't have fast passes at this point, but the line is posted at 20 minutes, which actually it's really less. We'll actually get to enjoy a little bit of the music while we wait, and in much less than 20 minutes, we're climbing into our seats and buckling in. I know we just did this attraction, so I'm not sure I can really talk about it much more. So instead, let's talk about the queue. I love how it feels like you're in an airport, right? And with games to play during your time there, you never really notice how long you're really in line. But the best part really is that music. This memory has one of my favorite all-time soundtracks, that theme from the movie Hook. I'm sorry if I hum a little bit during the recording. While it does not seem like much, this queue still has a lot going for it. Before we jump into the memory for today, I want to remind you that you should come visit my wdw-memories.net website, There you can find show notes with pictures of the rides, as well as seeing links to watching the memories on YouTube or seeing our photos on Google and Instagram, and maybe connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Also, if you like what you're hearing and you want to say thank you, you can find links to the website to maybe buy me a coffee or support our binaural microphone replacement campaign, or maybe become a recurring patron supporter, helping to ensure that we can continue bringing you these memories for years to come. Finally, we're holding at 173 ratings on Apple Podcasts. Thank you to all of you for your ratings and reviews. If you would like to leave a review or maybe hear it on the podcast, make sure you head over to Apple Podcasts and leave your feedback. These reviews have helped the show be found by more subscribers. Plus, they give potential new listeners an idea of how great this podcast is. Oh, and while you're listening today, maybe take a moment and help me spread the word and share that you're listening and loving this memory. Invite a friend, post on social media. Just think, maybe a virtual escape to Walt Disney World is just what someone you know or love needs to get through these stressful times. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now join my family as we take flight one more time and see some of the most majestic sights in the world.
Mommy's racing us. I don't think she knew I heard her. They're going that way. Oh, they're running. Go. All right, this way. Walk, 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 walk. Walk. Hold on, Suze. All right, so apparently yellow has everybody on their team. Welcome to the Philippines. The Palawan Sea was home to the world's largest what? Pearl. I think sea. Said it's worth $40 million.
Okay.
Himalayas. Okay. You can both tell them. How many? Is it? Anybody else is playing on our team?
What is the largest island in
Pucker.
The world? Great Britain, Greenland, Sumatra, or Borneo?
Pucker. Come here, Mikey. All right, honey, name that soundtrack. Hook.
What
was it called? Zuzu Vela. Vuvuzela. I thought it was B, but I'll go to that. Goel Moore.
Seems
sus. Yeah.
Doesn't always mean anything.
Look, 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 look.
Cricket was invented in South Africa?
No. Where was it founded?
I'll take this.
20.
Oslo.
D. Oh, here we go.
You were right. I'm guessing.
It's gonna fall, Mikey. You can't lean against it. No.
I feel like it was Tanzania.
Yeah, it's not Tanzania.
I couldn't tell you where, but it doesn't
seem like
Zambia?
Zambia? No.
Yeah.
Congo.
No, it was Zambia.
It was?
Shows how much we know. You're wrong. We earned the most points on a team.
Continue heading on down, guys. Any party, guys? All right, folks, I need everybody on the yellow ladder for me, please. I have one ladder per person, ladies and gentlemen. One ladder per person. Okay, one ladder per person. Thank you very much. All right, continue heading down, sir. I just need to continue heading down.
No.
Ah, good, we'll be in the meeting.
Woohoo!
Dead center.
Thank you.
We love the updated version. It's been very good. I'm just throwing some of our favorite attractions in there. Good. I mean, those are the ones we want to hear. Oh, they needed that. We can get it. Looks like we can get them all.
My name is Patrick, and I'll be your chief flight attendant today. We'll begin boarding in a few minutes, but first I'd like to acquaint you with some important safety information. When the doors to your flight open, please take a seat and store all carry-on items in the underseat compartment. This includes cameras, purses, hats, and, of course, these little beauties. Next, fasten your seatbelts, inserting them into the buckle on your right. The smaller aviators don't measure up to the height indicator on the seat. Just put the belt through the loop in the center strap before buckling.
It goes over a desert.
That's what about.
So it's over
Egypt. Soon you will be airborne. So if you or your little aviators have a fear of flying or of heights, you might want to wait for your party if you arrive late. Okay, let's review. That is seat, seatbelt, carry-on item, safety strap, fear of heights, keep your hands and arms inside at all times. Anything else?
All right, row three, you're going to follow me, followed by row two, and then row one.
We're two. Leave me a spot.
Keep going all the way down, folks.
I just decided to put the bag over here because we're exiting that way. All right, buddy. Yeah, we're dead center, center. I gotta let it go.
Okay,
you got the strap?
We are now conducting our final systems check. Please stow all carry-on items in the underseat compartment. For your safety, remain seated with your seatbelt fastened during your flight and watch your children.
Bienvenidos. Favor de colocar sus efectos personales
en
el compartimiento debajo del asiento. Para su seguridad, permanezcan sentados con el cinturón de seguridad abrochado durante el vuelo y vigilen a los niños. Esperamos que disfruten su vuelo.
You see that? You see all the hookups? It's gonna pull us up. You can watch theirs. You wanna listen? Really, just an amazing design. Don't forget them. Let's leave them there. Okay. Is everybody ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Surrender Tower, we are ready for takeoff.
You see it? Shoes on.
stood right in the middle of that, looking straight up. Hold on, Mikey. Mikey. You okay?
Better, but as far as being with that feet, I was just laughing because the hog, before I would try to watch it, because I knew it was going to come up, but if I lost sight of it, this time I was actually able to see it the whole time.
Watch it on its full trail.
Because I was surprised, because I saw it coming the first time, I thought, oh, that's going to fly in front of us, and then it disappeared, and I was like, really?
All right, so what's better, Test Track or Soarin'?
I don't know.
They're both pretty darn close in my mind.
Into that?
Bye.
Good job.